This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Do you ever receive random emails and wonder where they got your contact details from? Do you worry about who sees your photos online or your credit card number? Well, in Europe, there will soon be much greater protection of personal data because after 3 years of negotiations, the EU today reached a provisional agreement for a sweeping new data protection law replacing an outdated patchwork of national rules. It's going to have huge implications for all businesses operating in Europe because if they breach the laws, the fines could be up to around 4% of global revenues. Businesses will have to ask permission to keep clients' data, and customers will also have the right to demand their details are removed from a company's database at any time. Bernard Maher is the chief executive of the Advanced Performance Institute, which advises international brands on data protection. He's also author of the book Big Data. I asked him if he thought the current patchwork of rules masked the scale of the problem in Europe.
I believe so, yes. At the moment, there are so many different laws, 28 different regulations in place, and what it means is it makes business very complicated for organizations. I help companies understand what data to use strategically and how to use it to actually drive business performance. And the problem is at the moment we have so many different laws that we get a situation where suddenly Facebook is being lawed in Belgium, where a Belgian court says you now have to stop tracing and tracking non-users of Facebook, otherwise you have to pay 250 million euros a day. They are now trying to fight this, but this is just one example where organizations suddenly face big problems, where you have different companies, different countries doing different things.
Now, companies might like the simplification of the law, but they probably won't like the fines if they have been caught out with a breach of privacy laws or personal data. 4 to 5% of global revenues. That's a very big stick, isn't it?
It is, and it hopefully makes elevate big data and the whole data to a completely different level in organizations. I've just written a blog post on how big data and data really moves up the corporate agenda to, and suddenly chief executives and other chief officers realize that they have to really look at data in their organizations and really look at a data strategy for their organization and understand what data do they actually need? Because at the moment, we've seen executives from Amazon saying, we never throw away any bit of data, we collect everything. This is not only a huge asset to organizations, but potentially a huge liability now, because they are facing fines of up to 100 million euros or 5% of total global revenue, so suddenly it becomes a big issue.
What about consumers? Does this new law give them a lot more power?
It gives them some more power, and I think it's a step into the right direction. I have campaigned for this for a very long time, that as consumers we're quite often unaware of what's happening to our data. Once we sign up to social networks, share our data, what data do we actually give them? And in the past, people thought, actually, I can stop sharing so much data, I'm not on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, so therefore everything is fine. Nowadays, data is collected on us. Every time we pick up our mobile phone, every time we log onto the internet, even any time you know drive your car, you walk into any tube station using your Oyster card, so data is collected all the time.
But you can now say you've got to get rid of this data.
Yes, and this is for me the biggest step in this whole regulation, that for the first time consumers now have the right to be forgotten. So I can now tell companies, please remove all of the data you have of me.
That was Bernard Maher, Chief Executive of the Advanced Performance Institute and author of Big Data. Financial markets have been pretty volatile over the past 2 days. Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey told me all eyes were on the Fed.
Well, I think there's a lot of nervousness still. Tomorrow is the big day. The Federal Reserve is meeting and they'll be announcing. Most people think they'll be announcing a rate rise. And right now the odds are, the latest I saw, 76% of people are expecting a rate rise. So, you know, that will certainly shake the market. And the question is now, what will they say in addition to the first rate rise? People are nervous of that. It may be a series of rate rises because normally when they move once, they move a number of times. So I think what's more important than what they do is what they actually say afterwards. And that could, you know, it could be a severe consequences for certain sectors. You know, the junk bond market particularly, that's had a lot of rough issues over the last few weeks. One fund in particular was shutting down, but you know, credit issues are out there and people are starting to get nervous. They have a memory of 2008 very vividly.
And also, the oil price is feeding through those worries, isn't it?
Yeah, and not only oil, natural gas is at 15-year lows, I think I saw today. And you know, while it's great for the consumer and people love saving money on their winter heating bills and their automobile oil, you know, gasoline sales, it's not necessarily good for a lot of these companies who did leverage up. And there's a lot of, you know, drillers out there who are shutting down rigs and so on. And you know, that's certainly hurting a lot of not only, you know, companies but jobs as well. So there's a big concern there. And then, you know, people are now saying that it could go below $30 a barrel. So where it stops, we don't know. And that's certainly shaping people. And it's also a demand issue, right? So it's, you know, is global growth slowing? Is it demand-oriented? Not quite sure. But I think those are the issues, whether it's junk bonds, oil, the Federal Reserve, they're all kind of tied together, and it creates volatility, which we've seen in the volatility index spiking this week as well.
Well, that was Joe Saluzzi from Thimmis Trading in New Jersey, and there'll be a special edition of World Business Report on the BBC World Service shortly after that rate announcement from the US Federal Reserve with full analysis of what it means for economies the world over. That's Wednesday at 19:30 GMT. Let me give you some of the latest numbers from the financial markets now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.9% at 17,524. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 2.5% at 60.17.
Meet ordinary people with extraordinary stories in Outlook. Go to bbcworldservice.com/outlook.